Oh, it was very exciting to have been part of that, of the first debate. The atmosphere was electric. And when we went into the media center, there were so many journalists. Yeah, I'm talking about probably 5,000 journalists who were there to cover the debate. So it was really, really, I mean, considering that in Zimbabwe, we don't have such opportunities where we see our presidential candidates facing off like I did yesterday. It was something.
What were the major differences that you saw?
First and foremost, let me just start with the media in terms of it being so free. I mean, yeah, I'm talking about 5,000 journalists, the way the media center was set up. They had everything, you know, I don't know how many monitors were there in terms of internet connection. They actually facilitated a lot for the journalists to make sure that they are able to broadcast or send out their story, their stories as the event was happening. And then in terms of the debate itself, I think the two presidents actually discussing and challenging each other on critical policy issues, that was something. And then another thing which I noticed, which will be different from us, after the debate, we had some really influential people from both parties coming out to discuss with the journalists. So everything was open, you know. They come out, they're speaking to, it didn't matter where you came from. And, you know, it just makes it easier for us to cover the event. So we're able to get the comments immediately after after the presidential debate.
Some analysts have said that Governor Romney came out strong as compared to President Obama, who seemed to be a bit subdued. What was your impression when you were watching them live in that auditorium?
Governor Romney, he was a very assertive. He dominated the debate as far as I'm concerned. For me, it was quite a disappointment having come and thinking that I'm going to see the Obama that I saw on TV in 2008. He didn't perform as well as I thought. I spoke to the spokesperson of the campaign, and I also spoke to the campaign manager, President Obama's campaign manager. Their reasons were that he wanted to present his policies. He was talking to the American people, and he didn't want to attack, but rather to state what it is that he plans to do for America. I expected an aggressive Obama. Romney was the one who was aggressive, and Obama tended to look down a bit. And, he was very lukewarm, very, very subdued. I've spoken to some Democrats supporters, and some were disappointed by that performance.
Do you think this first debate is going to affect President Obama come election day?
From what I'm getting, I'm at his rally right now. I think it should be arriving probably in the next 10 minutes or so. There are lots of people. Everyone is excited. The folks that I've spoken to, they've all said that they support, despite what happened yesterday, they still support him because of his policies. They still feel that he still has the interests of the middle class and the poor at his heart. And then and they felt that Romney appeared more like a bully yesterday, and they would not support, he didn't portray himself as a presidential candidate. I hear this rally today is going to be very important in terms of swaying, maybe redeeming himself from his performance yesterday.
I understand that you've actually been to both the Republican and the Democrat rallies.
Yeah, I've been to both. When I went to Governor Romney's rally, it's different from here. It was like a very expensive, very elaborative. I saw mostly like old white folks. Those are the guys who came. Very few. I think I only saw one black man there. It was many old people, a lot of veterans in there. And the difference here at the Obama, where I am right now, is that there's a, in terms of, there's a cosmopolitan, let's say, group. You've got the blacks, you've got the Latinos, you've got the whites, you've got the young, you've got the, you know, middle age, and you also have the elderly who are here. And these people are saying that with President Obama, he takes care of he, in terms of his policies, that they are in their interest more than Governor Romney. And there was, you could see Governor Romney's rally. It was very, you know, like big screens, expensive equipment, and you know the whole setup was, you could tell there was a lot of money spent there. you know. Yeah, it's more of like a people thing. It's near the lake, in the open. So that's totally, totally different.